So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. At 1:30, we'll talk with Scott of Mount Laurel, who's just a tremendous guy and caller. Emails me today. He's not running as caller of the year this year. Ah, cuts the field down. I don't know if Earl of Tech County will be back in there. We have some stalwarts. I would not make Joe of Exton the betting choice. I would make Robert of Ben Salem, but I could be wrong. We were wrong last year in the head-to-head matchups. Mm-hmm. Dan will tell you, Henry, exactly what we did. I think we had the top eight, and I don't know if somebody got a buy.
There were buys in it.
Yeah.
We had an interesting field. I'll say that much.
Yeah, and it came down to Scott of Mount Laurel against – I think it was Robert. I think in the semifinal, he decimated Joe of Exton. So that will be, and I think we just voted by putting it up on my Twitter, and we went from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we'll do that again soon, but today we start to hear your thoughts on it. All right, now picture this. Picture this, what Philadelphia is like. This just came down. Would it have mattered if it happened before the election? No, not in Philadelphia. This is we're up against. So anything Trump does to punish, attack these blue cities like Philadelphia, I'm on board with. A panel of judges, federal judges, have just ruled that the major supervisor in Larry Krasner's office, and this was with full knowledge of Krasner, as far as I can tell, had lied, their words, repeatedly, while seeking to overturn the death sentence of Robert Wharton, who viciously killed a Mount Airy couple and left their seven-month-old baby behind to die. In fact, I would tell you that a large appeal of Larry Krasner and his minions to these people in Philadelphia, and as I remind you every time, neighborhoods like Rittenhouse Square, Chestnut Hill, that are insulated from the violence, they voted for Krasner, and they would do it again. In other words, this guy, Robert Wharton, killed this couple, cold blood, first-degree murder, no doubt, death penalty, leaves the seven-month-old behind to die. And Krasner's office goes all out to tell us he should not have the death penalty. Notice, they're not even saying, as far as I remember this, that this was unjust on the part of the police. You know how he brings people home. But that's what vast numbers of people in Philadelphia like. Nobody's a criminal. Nobody did it. Vicious murders, yeah, the police, the judges, it was falsified. They didn't do it. So here we have a panel of federal judges, this supervisor on this case with full knowledge of what the Krasner, as far as I know, he lives for this. He's been disbarred in federal court. Now we'll see if something else happens to him with this. But how far does this go? The guy that Henry got on, that's the sheriff in Florida, calling out Philadelphia on the shoplifting case.
Grady Judd.
Yes. The Philadelphia Inquirer. Now, Channel 6 covered it. NBC 10 got the coach. Philadelphia Inquirer, to my knowledge, has not printed a word about a case. They ought to be sued for just complete lack of news judgment. And I don't think they have complete lack. I just think they're in the tank. They don't like the racial optics. They don't like the Krasner optics. They don't like the sheriff. So maybe they're looking at this and think, no, 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 we're not going to print. That is a juicy news story. Even if you take the other side, 8 kids from Philadelphia and Philadelphia called out by the sheriff of Polk County. And I looked at his, I think it was a news conference, had 597,000 views just on what he did. Other things he's done like this have millions. How could you not cover that? They don't want to. And this is, this case, this is pretty serious stuff that it reaches so bad that one judge went after them on this. And as a result, a panel of 3 federal judges, I don't know who appointed them, have just ruled, and this guy is disbarred now. And what were they up to? Krasner's office, rather than protecting our lives, rather than being out there trying to hold the rule of law, they were trying to get a vicious murderer, someone who leaves the 7-month-old baby to die. They were trying to get him removed from the death penalty. As you know, maybe you're a new listener. I've been against the death penalty. I don't know if I could say that. I remember, at least in the 5th or 6th grade, being in favor of it, arguing it. I am for the death penalty now. I will always be for the death penalty. In fact, I'll add to that today. If this Pope or any of these guys say you're excommunicado if you believe in the death penalty, I'm going to come on and say I believe in it more. I believe in it even more. If the Catholic Church ever dares to do that, I will always believe in it. The more I look at it, the more that I see with the proliferation of DNA evidence and all that. There's just one stipulation I have. If you're on trial for your life, and certainly for the death penalty part of it, you deserve the best criminal defense, and we ought to pay for that as taxpayers. I'm on board with that. You may be like this guy, a vicious killer. But I'm giving you the best criminal defense, meaning investigators. And if you're convicted by that jury, like the idiot from Buckingham, who clearly killed the sergeant at Temple a couple years ago, you're getting the death penalty as soon as I can do it. I think that's more than fair. But imagine, we have a guy who's chief guy, in this case, gets disbarred. Does Larry Krasner know anything about it? Of course he's got to know in his office. They were going to go all out, putting all that energy into the idea of getting this guy out. Yes, I know. Somebody put up Time, the Architects of Time is Person of the Year. Yes. Yeah, we've been talking about the Person of the Year, too. I think it should have been Charlie Kirk. You can always say President Trump. I get it. Yeah, and it has been a whirlwind year. But if you're looking at, all right, we could say Trump every second, every year. What Kirk did astounded me. I never knew that range of appeal. And in depth, it's even bigger. Only one request. Erica Kirk has been on Fox the last 24 hours or so in a lot of shows because the book dropped. That's good. When she calls out these people that essentially, as I understand it, are making all kinds of rumblings that Israel or Israelis or something like that killed Charlie Kirk. Call them out by name. I mean, we know who she's talking about. Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, among others. Call them out by name. They are sickening. And I've not run into a more brilliant guy in all these years of being interviewed or interviewed. I interviewed Tucker Carlson 4 or 5 times. I was on his show over the years 4 or 5 times. And I put him up there, people in the media, as 2 or 3 of the brightest that I've dealt with. How in the world are demons attacking him? And is he interviewing Nick Fuentes constantly? And a guy who says Winston Churchill was the villain of World War II. So I would wish that Erica Kirk, call them out by name. You know, have your lawyers say it in the way that you want to say it, so it's not, you know, that these are the people that are most spreading things that you feel are way out of bounds. And Candace Owens is the number one, as far as I can tell, that you're talking about. It is unbelievable to see that aspect of it, of the feel-good story of the year, in the sense of look at how people have rallied. Look at the good, despite the horror of his death that's come out of it. It's been a revival. Now, does it continue? Those things are always hard to say. But I've seen it up close. It really has been a revival. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with something that's connected to Las Vegas and give me your local story or person of the year, okay? Caller of the year, we'll start the voting and all. But time, once again, anytime they take something like this and what they did today, I don't understand what they're going for. Pick a person. Just pick one person here. You could have picked Trump. I think Kirk, if you want to sell magazines, apparently when you pick the Pope, people keep it. You know, do something like that if that's what you're up to. You can pick the Pope when it's the first American Pope, the whole thing. Okay, I understand that. I mean, clearly it's Trump. But, you know, we're not going to just, we put it other than Trump person of the year. Put that on the cover if you want to do that. And it's Kirk. It's a missed opportunity here for them to tap in something outside their audience, I think. I don't see anybody else out there that would come anywhere near measuring up to that level. All righty, 855-839-1210. Joe in Columbus. Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Boy, I don't even know where to begin. I got my side answer.
Sure.
As far as these health, you know, the health plan goes, you know, we all think time is running out. If he could do anything, just anything at all, he could do it, use it as a lead in to the midterms. And I'm waiting for that. And I'm hoping for that.
But you know, Joe, remember these people using the subsidies and all, the cliff is coming up. I don't, once they're locked in with that, I don't know how we dislodge that. And that's on December 31st. So, you know, can they pass something? Can they do something else? I'm all on board to hearing what is. And he's right about the insurance companies, but that's not going to solve it.
No. And you know what I find hysterical is that Obama set this up to fail, assuming Hillary was going to win the election and she was going to have to deal with this.
Right.
And, you know, and that just shows me what a selfish group of family that guy was a part of.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, Joe, are you in my camp, though? I hear people on talk radio and they think they're clever say, well, we ought to treat it just like another commodity. Now, I agree economically, we ought to look at it that way. But if you tell people you're treating this like buying a widget, people know it's a matter of life and death, their kid, themselves and all. It's not like buying a car.
No, and whenever you took a government job, we'll say,
yes,
you always took into account the, and you hear people say it all the time, oh, the benefits,
yes.
The benefits.
Yes.
No, it's more than that. It is. It holds a higher.
It's healthcare. It's your life. Right.
Because I never wanted to be a state employee. I was for a brief amount of time. But when I took that job back when I came out of college, people were saying, oh, you can't beat the benefits. Well, you could beat the benefits today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Don, my side answer, and it cracks me up every time, global warming comes up, because just like Dave in South Carolina, I have a, you know, a scientific and hydrogeological background. Every time people like Al Gore talk about global change, global warming, global cooling, they always point to this spot near Las Vegas that supplied its water to Las Vegas. And I believe it also supplied the fire hydrant water to Los Angeles, Mr. Gavin Newsom, and that was Lake Mead.
That is a great one.
They talk about it going down. Oh, my God, it's going down. It's going down because of demand, not because of climate change.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Now, that's outside the box, Lake Mead. That's a good one. All right, that's a contender. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Should have been Charlie Kirk as person of the year. How about local, regional for us? And I would vote for Kirk for person of the year. Simply, I'm staggered by the movement that was here and has grown. It really is encouraging. Trump, of course, is always, you can't beat that with anything. Even when he's out of office, it's possible he's the person of the year. But that aside, you know, something new. AI, or the architects of AI, have been voted the person of the year. And remember when this was a big deal? Now, time has lost all relevance, but this used to be arguably the biggest prize of the year. And Trump has won it I don't know how many times. So now that's why he wants the Nobel Peace Prize. And that's going to be his legacy, whether they give it to him or not. Peace. That's the biggest thing that he's turned the Republican Party around. No unending wars. Yeah, I know we're going to hit a drug boat here and there. We had boots on the ground yesterday, sort of. And that looked a little bit dangerous. You know, if they started opening fire as you're helicoptering onto the deck of that Venezuelan oil tanker. Look at the size of that, too. That really strikes a blow to their economy. And it's legal. We have them under sanction. They shouldn't be doing it. But people don't want to hear what the law is, I guess. All right, coming to more calls next on Talk Radio 12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. We got a little bit more of Benny Johnson with Christy Noem today. Benny Johnson chaired the J6 committee, if you remember, All-Star Clown, and called it an unfortunate incident. The shooting of by the Afghani of our National Guard right before Thanksgiving. One note, Robert emailed me and said, yes, Scott of Mount Laurel beat Robert in the semifinals.
Oh.
Then he beat Joe of Columbus in the finals.
Oh, wow, he took out everybody. What a
run.
Yeah,
I don't know if Joe of Columbus beat Joe of Exton, and I'm not sure.
Here, you'll find this graphic.
Yeah, and there we go. All right, it's going to be a big, big, the caller of the year. Okay, here is Benny Johnson duking it out a little bit more, completely unarmed against Christy Noem, who was ready today in this. It's a hearing every year, which is good, on global threats. Here's how it sounded.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC reference the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation, but you blamed it solely on Joe Biden. I want you to know who approved the asylum application for this same person.
Mr. Thompson, this individual into the country.
No, I want to know who approved.
Congressman Thompson, I want you to understand when this individual came into the country, evacuation of Afghanistan under Operation Allies Welcome, was thoroughly vetted by the Biden administration at that point in time, allowed into our country, and then was never followed up. I want to remind
Reclaim my time.
We follow the law. And every asylum is supposed to have a check-in every single year, and the Biden administration failed to do that. They vetted this individual, allowed them into our country, and did not do
that. Witness will allow the gentleman to ask his question.
Yes or no? Who approved the asylum claim?
The application on the asylum was thoroughly filled out by information that was gathered by the Biden administration.
So the Biden administration approved the asylum.
The asylum application was put into place under the rules established by the Biden administration.
Reclaiming my time. I don't want to file perjury charges against you, but
what?
I'm of the opinion that the Trump administration, DHS, your DHS, approved the asylum application.
The asylum application moved forward under all of the information and vetting processes that were put in place under the Biden administration, which is when vetting happened. And that's what President Trump has changed. Under President Trump's administration.
Claim my time again.
When
it's obvious you don't want to answer the question. Listen.
All right.
Wow.
It's just endless. The unfortunate accident, he said. He said an unfortunate incident. All right, that's mealy-mouthing, but an accident. It was no accident. And it's no accident. You are a clown. Now, you're not quite Hank Johnson level. At least Hank Johnson gives us entertainment. This guy doesn't give us that. I wonder what he... I don't think he's on that
committee. I don't even think Hank Johnson will mess up that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it is just... We're going my time. Can you imagine being a chairman like, oh, my God. You're a moron. What do you want me to do here? And she's answering the question.
He tried saving him a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, coming up, we'll talk to Scott of Mount Laurel. Let's go to Bill and Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill.
Hi there, Dom.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I'm a little more optimistic than you are about the midterms.
Okay, tell me why.
Yeah. Well, I think if we look at what happens in the primaries, I think we'll have an edge. If we pay attention and get more mail-ins, get more people out.
Well, that's a lot of ifs. What are we doing on health care?
Well, I'm leaving that up to Brian.
I thought you would go there. Yes, the very guy who's leading 13 or 12 other Republicans to bolster the federal union. Should the federal unions – I get it. He's running for office. But do people in Bucks County really want the stranglehold these stinking federal unions have on the country?
Well, all the unions support Brian.
I'm asking, though, is that in the interest of you and people in Bucks County?
I'm going to bring back the 80-20 rule, Ronald Reagan.
Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you Brian Fitzpatrick's way past the 20 negative. He's into the 50-50 rule here.
Well, then we've got Reagan's 11th commandment. Okay.
Okay. Bill, you are, I admire it. It's unending away. And look, I know in the end now, I think I'm told that Tomlinson might be running in the primary. Have you heard that?
No.
Okay.
Tommy
we'll
Tomlinson.
No, the daughter.
Oh, Casey.
Yes.
The daughter.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she'd be, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we don't want to do a primary fight in Bucks County. We just don't want to do that.
Well, okay. I hear you. I'm up for it. And if he wins, then I back him. What else are you going to do?
Well, I would do whatever. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to mention that Rob, the guy, 8th Congressional District Congressman up there in Monroe County.
Reginald.
He was one of the signers, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And Ryan McKenzie, you're talking. Yes. And, now, Jeff Van Drew, sadly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Bill, give me your side.
Oh, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel.
Okay. Yep. One of the,
the modern founder of the Las Vegas as of today.
It was
Robert Bresnahan.
Yeah. I think it's Siegel arguably could be the Mo Green character. All right. Godfather 2, the better film.
Never heard of this.
Arguably the greatest film of all time. Yeah. 855-839-1210. All right. Scott of Mount Laurel coming in to tell us why he's not running this year.
I have the previous contenders from last year's.
Okay. Who were the previous contenders?
So I'm going to start in the top left corner of the bracket here. It was Gary in Newtown versus Allen in Yardley. And the winner had the pleasure of going up against Robert and Ben Salem. In the bottom left corner, we had Drew and Upper Darby versus Bruce in the Northeast. They had the pleasure of taking on the champ, Scott and Mount Laurel. Top right corner, we have Bill and Bucks versus Jimmy Matthews. got to take on Joe of Exton. And then Tom and Martin and Joe of Columbus had the pleasure of playing Leslie and Bryn Mawr.
Ah, notice how just like the NFL... You don't ride a long streak here. Some of those will not be on it this time,
yeah,
I don't think.
No, things have changed. Things have changed for sure.
And people keep asking about Bruce of Northeast. What a great guy, voice. I have an all-points bulletin out looking for him.
Yeah.
I hope nothing has happened. We don't
Bruce,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were here. Yeah. I mean, the raspy voice, the... Sometimes we had to hit the button, you know.
I love that.
Yeah. Butter.
But I don't know that anything has happened to him. I don't know why he's fallen off. We're asking people. If you know, let us know. We'd love to have him back. I don't know that that will be anywhere near the setup this year. I don't even remember Allen in the Northeast or something.
Well, I think Jimmy Matthews is going to fall off.
Yeah, Jimmy Matthews hasn't called anybody.
Nope.
For quite a while.
Yeah, not since the election.
He's in the top
exactly right.
He's in the top 10 of all time when he would call me and say, you know what it is? He used to say when I would say President Trump, he wasn't president then. Now chick is gone.
That
now, he can't do anything about it.
Right.
All right. We'll talk with Scott. And if you think there's somebody we're leaving out, you could let us know. 855. This is a fun time of the year. When time does this, we start talking about our own person of the year, caller of the year. And also, who is it locally that is that big newsmaker this year? You could argue Krasner, once again, life and death. Does anybody in Philadelphia? No, they support Krasner and what this guy did. And so did Krasner. I'm reading the account. He said he believes these people are relying on unethical material. The judges, federal judges, again, say, look at what this guy did, and he's disbarred now. And Krasner says the judges are wrong. And you know what they say in Philadelphia? Bring more criminals home. Nobody's a criminal. Then we'll put the can. I mean, look at the family. I'm going to take the gloves off here. The family of Mrs. Scott. I get they were distraught and all that. But in what universe do they thank Larry Krasner for all of his help in the tragedy and all? He's the biggest causal element of it, that guy was out and allegedly killed her. How do you thank Larry Krasner? Why? What is the magic of this guy? It's not so much his magic. It's a signal that Philadelphia has gone down even further than we thought. That's what it's about. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for all their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com, res-q.com. Call their product consultant, 826-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Online at res-q.com. For up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, we know about all those lawsuits with the voting machine companies. Newman Price, Henry, has offered his services so that he says bots will not be able to influence this year's caller of the year election.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, yeah, because over half of Twitter is bots. So, yeah,
and I'm afraid of Nikki Fuentes maybe ending up as the caller of the year or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we ought to take Newman Price up on this. But is he reliable enough? To me, he is. I'm just asking listeners.
Does he want in the race, maybe? He's been calling in to end the year.
He's starting
here.
To do that. But I think he wants to be the kingmaker as far as the big role of a foolproof system. So, Newman, you can call in and lay it out. I like it. We want to make this as fair as possible as we do it. And who is the local person, regional person we ought to honor? I kind of like having Henry call up the Delco County Council and say, for your egregious actions, you morons, you've been awarded the Persons of the Year in a negative way. Yeah. That you've still been able to remain. What is wrong with the Republicans here? Has something so unbelievable happened to Delaware County that Republicans have no chance when they raised in the last 2 years, let's see, 19%, 24%. 43% they raised taxes, and I think they did it the year before. Is something so wrong there? Can they blame? They blaming Trump? Yeah, they're blaming COVID. They're blaming Trump. You know, throw those around. All right, let's go to last year's king, the caller of the year. Should I talk him into staying? I'm not sure. I'm kind of on the ledge.
Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, let's see what he has to say. All right, you scoundrel. You can't quit now, Scott of Mount Laurel. What's your story today? Why don't you want to continue your reign?
Well, you know, the great Earl of Tacony set the precedent, you know, in this country, like with George Washington, you know, the first one. He says, I did my part, and I'm, you know, but I'm not a power-hungry mongrel, and, you know, I need control forever. And, you know, I'm just another Dom show caller, like I'm another American.
All right. So that's your story, why you went out, huh?
Yes, that's my story.
All right. Henry, what do you say to that? I think you ought to stay. I mean, this is no fun if we don't have the best field possible.
Look,
here.
There's a reason there's a two-term limit.
That's
it's not
right.
a one-term
Yeah,
limit.
It's only 1 year. It's only one term. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what would be a lot of fun was if you had the voting by the callers. I think that would make it really interesting. You know, because on Twitter, it's a little different.
Yeah, well, Newman Price has a system, but we can mix in the callers. Are they going to get bogus callers? Are we going to be hearing somebody from San Francisco
or something? Exactly right.
A lot of random numbers.
Well, you know what? We'll do that, and then we'll factor that in a little bit. But I think I trust Newman Price. He's pretty good to come up with a system where the Russians or Tucker Carlson are not going to skew the result.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about the Russians. That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Scott,
I'd be more worried about the Democrats skewing and having Larry Krasner be caller of the year.
So you have time to still consider. You consider that. Henry's right. You know, 2 years is certainly within the realm. Who do you think some of the contenders should be then? Since you're one of the winners, you know what makes a great caller.
I certainly think there's so many good callers, obviously. I think Robert of Bensalem certainly comes to mind. He comes to the table every day with great side answers, but also great calls on the topics of the day, which I always find really interesting. And I say Joe Columbus is a really good caller. Joe Bordentown is a good caller. I'm trying to remember Tom. There are so many good calls, but those are some that come to mind. Obviously, Joe Vexton's in a different league, although I don't think he's ever going to win. I don't think he's ever – he's never going – one thing, he doesn't really call on topic, which I'd like to hear his views on some of the topics.
Right.
But the other thing is that I don't think he's ever going to win something that is voted on Twitter. I don't see him as having a lot of family and friends that are on Twitter.
Yeah, I can see Joe on Twitter.
Man's got his own theme song.
With classical music behind him. All right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. He's not going to be able to pump it up there. So we may have to come up with the Newman Price system / other callers. I think they'd say Robert of Bensalem. He's the leader in the clubhouse to me. Although Joe of Columbus, and you're right, they have to be consistent. They have to talk about the news of the day, not just their own little kingdom.
Right. I think that makes it more interesting when you hear the different stuff, not just coming up with the sides. Yeah. Even though the sides are great, too. You know, it's all part of it.
Absolutely. All right, Scott, what do you say Vegas-wise? What's your...
For me, it's Jerry Tarkanian's Running Rebels.
All right, they with the towel, just, biting on the towel.
Yeah, they were just awesome and exciting. When I was in college, and we'd be up late at night, they'd come on at 11 o'clock. We're eating pizza and drinking soda, of course, and watching the Running Rebs.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of fun. Larry Johnson and Stacey Augment, all those guys. It was really just a great, entertaining team. There was just something about it that was magical.
I got to say, even though he was an outlaw, definitely, they didn't get in that much trouble. I don't remember a lot of criminal stuff with them.
I think the thing with him was that, number one, is he would take a chance on guys that other people wouldn't take a chance on. And maybe because he had to, because he wasn't at a UCLA or a high-profile location. But also, he pointed out that really, and it comes out now that he was correct, that UCLA, you know, the on-the-mount program, they were doing all the same stuff. They were just doing it through a guy named Sam Gilbert. So John Wooden, would talk like Mr. Integrity,
let me ask you now then, what could you do now that would be outrageous, given I just saw today this kid here locally re-signed, I think it was basketball, I forget which school for a moment, and they talked about the coach and his general manager. When did we ever say in college athletics that you have a general manager? That's how much the money has become apparent.
Well, there's no question that the schools that are going to do well now are the ones that can pay the bills. I mean, no one's going to stay at a school, you know, where they're going to get paid a huge amount of money somewhere else, and who could blame them? I mean, the reality is these kids were getting ripped off for years. The universities were making tons of money because they had control over them, and now these kids are you know how many athletes are at college level? As you know, they never make the pros. They're never going to get the big money. So the idea that they're making $400,000 or $500,000 or whatever in college, I mean, hopefully they're saving some of it or investing it or whatever. But, I mean, this is an opportunity for them. Look at the Fab Five. Two of those guys never played in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm all fine with it. You sound like you are for the following reason. I think it's all corrupt, so let them do it. Yeah, it's beyond. The whole thing is there should be two leagues. One, you can't do anything, and the other, you can do whatever you want.
Well, I agree with that, and that is a huge problem, is that what you do is if you don't enforce the rules, which is, you know, it was so selective, the enforcement, that you, in other words, then you have to be a cheater to win, but then you can't win if you don't cheat. So I agree. Just make it legal if you're not going to enforce it, and let everybody go at it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Scott. Stay in the race. We need you in the race. All right, Newman Price coming up. He's got some ideas to make this more equitable, and I don't know if Twitter bots were involved last year. It seemed like something was happening.
Yes, there were spikes in the vote.
There were spikes
at odd points in the night.
And I don't think Joe of Columbus got those spikes. All right, coming up, we'll talk with him. And Breitbart's got maybe the definitive story on the Somali situation. They say, and I'll give you details coming up, that nearly every Somali household in Minnesota with at least one child is on some form of government welfare, the big three programs. It's almost 100%. It might be 100%. Now, just think about that. All right? Is that a group? Because they came in a group form to get out of Somalia. Is that a group that helps America? And I'd say no. They're replicating what Somalia is about. And I'll play you a little bit of Stephen Miller. I'm on a quest. I've already today drawn up a map of how I'll get Stephen Miller on, Henry. And it's every back channel that I have that I can think. I got to get that guy on. He is now banned from CNN. Why would CNN not want him on? Think about it. They can't disarm this guy? If he is the white supremacist, Nazi, etc., why in the world can't their host disarm this guy and show the public what he's about? Why would it be so difficult?
You'd think it'd be that simple, but
exactly. They're scared. They're afraid of him. He's that difficult. And they, you know, with Trump, they can dismiss it. He's all over this. Stephen Miller goes right down Broadway. They don't have anybody there that could deal with him, I don't think. If I were them, I would put John Berman, maybe. Might be their best guy that could deal with him. Scott Jennings is not going to debate him. He agrees with 90% of it.
Maybe get Van in there.
Yeah, I mean, put Caitlin Collins in there. Let's see how Caitlin Collins, 30 seconds in the ring, she'd be crying.
Anna Navarro.
Yeah, Anna Navarro.
There'll be tears.
Tag Anna Navarro in, yes. Who would you put in the ring with Stephen Miller? All right, 855-839-1210. 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. So we have more from the Noam Benny Thompson hearing, you know, the unfortunate accident guy. This is another Democrat, this one, Hispanic Democrat from a female from Illinois, goes on a rant about ICE. First of all, just a little point. They had somebody dressed up as a cardinal going after in the beginning, a fake. It wasn't a real cardinal.
Well, yeah.
I'll explain, though, what I think they may be thinking, which is accurate. The power of Christ compels you, from The Exorcist, about ICE. Well, they know the Catholic Church, big time, is complicit in illegal immigration. So I think that's why they thought, oh, people would get it. It's a cardinal of the Catholic Church. No, it's not. It's one of those code pink people, I think. All right, here is the rant and the attack on Kristi Noem for smiling.
American citizens have been arrested or detained. We focus on those that are here illegally.
Secretary Noem, you lie and you lie to the American people. I will be including into the record an article by ProPublica from October 16, 2025, yes, entitled, "We found that more than 170 U.S. citizens have been held by immigration agents. They've been kicked." There's nothing smiling about U.S. citizens. I'm sorry. That's very inappropriate. Let me continue. Okay. They've been kicked, dragged, and detained for days.
All right. So inappropriate, Kristi Noem, smiling there. ProPublica is what a reputable organization. Enter it into the record all that you want. Let's go to Newman Price in his capital, Jenkintown. Hey, Newman, what do you have today?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
I don't have a side question answer. I just wanted to call in about the polling for caller of the year. So completely up to you if you want to do it, but I'll certainly offer up a way to do it that won't be able to have Twitter bots and things like that manipulate the vote. I can even have it to where it's just one vote per IP address, you name it. I'll make it as strict as you want it to be.
I like the way you're talking, Newman.
Yeah, one per IP address, though. But then, you know, do the numbers look small here? Joe won 2-1, you know?
They'll still be good numbers. Trust me. There's a lot of listeners. And then, before I forget, I just wanted to offer, if Robert of Ben Salem wants a publisher, hey, I'm here, buddy.
Okay. All right, Newman, we're going to take you up on this, and I'll let you, you know, with Henry, work out the details, and then we'll decide. But, yeah, I would like to do that because last year there were surges going on there that were a little bit like, how did that happen?
There won't be any of that. And I've got over at Friends of 1210, I'm going to put up a Dom Giordano page, and that'll be the home where the poll will rest.
Okay.
So
just, all right.
I'll work all that out with Henry. I don't know if he wants to. Should I text you, Henry, or email, or what?
Yeah, email me. Email me. I'll get your info. I'll put you on hold here.
I'll put you on hold, Newman. Thank you. Thanks. That's great. All right, we're up and running. Probably we'll start it on Monday. That should give us enough time. And we have to set up, who are some of the nominees, the finalists, and all that. And you can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210 or when you call in. I have in my mind the top six or seven, but I don't have all of them. Yeah, then we had buys last year and all. We'll have to go back. Well, you have it, Henry, how many we had ultimately. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's 10 or 12, really.
We had a college football playoff of 12.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if there's 12 that are that prominent. I can think of seven or eight. So we'll have to see.
We'll have to parse through. We'll let the people decide. We'll put it out to them.
Yeah, you let us know, somebody. I have a couple of nominees on, although one has fallen off the face of the earth. She told us the other night it was because of work. No excuse. This comes first. Tell your boss, Dom Giordano Show. The guy will say, I'll give you a raise. All right. We got Dom's Money Melody coming up for a great prize. Don't forget, Saturday. I've known these guys since way back at WWDB. I'm going to be at the Manayunk Brewery for the Army-Navy game in a preview before, and they've set me up to do some interviews. I'm not sure. I guess with everybody there, you get your tickets for this, just $15 at NavyLigPhilly.org, NavyLigPhilly.org. You don't have to be in the Navy or have been in the Navy. You can show up anyhow. Love to meet you. Love to have part. These guys, great organization, great game, and I have to. All I know is I'm rooting for Navy. Come on now, it's a Homer thing. I don't know how many Army people would be there. If Alan West were there, then, all right, Colonel, I'm rooting for Army.
Oh, that'd
he gets preference. Yeah, I could change. Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.